Hello.
Good evening, I'm calling from Metro Research. We're conducting a poll of people's opinions over public affairs and current events. Are you currently registered to vote at this address?
Yes.
And are you registered to vote as a Democrat, a Republican, or as something else?
Independent.
Okay. And what are the chances you will vote in the November general election for President, Senate, Congress, and other offices? Are you certain to vote, or will you probably not vote? Or are the chances 50-50?
I probably will vote.
Probably? Okay. And will you please tell me your age is between 18 to 29, 30 to 39, 40 to 49, 50 to 59, 60 to 64, or 65 and over?
65 and over.
In Florida, the media describes people as either black or African-American, Anglo or white, or Hispanic. How would you describe yourself?
White.
And generally speaking, do you feel that things here in Florida are headed in the right direction or wrong direction?
I think they're in the right direction.
And thinking about the election for Congress, will you vote for the Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate?
Republican.
Definitely or probably with Republican?
Probably.
And now I would like to ask your impression of some people and organization you may have heard of. I'll start with each one. Please tell me whether you have a very favorable opinion of them, somewhat favorable or unfavorable opinion. And if you don't recognize one of them, that's okay. Just let me know, okay? And we'll go on to the next one. The first one is Donald Trump. How would you rate him? Very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Probably favorable.
Just somewhat or very favorable?
Somewhat.
Democrats in Congress, Democrats in general. Very favorable, somewhat favorable, or unfavorable?
What are they done in the unfavorable right now?
Very unfavorable or just somewhat unfavorable?
Very, very.
Kamala Harris, how would you rate her?
Not very good.
Somewhat unfavorable, very unfavororable, or somewhat favorable, or very favorable?
Very, very unfavorable.
The next one is Darren Soto. Do you recognize the name? Darren Soto?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And how would you rate him? Very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Yeah, I don't know. I really don't know.
Maybe somewhat favorable.
Somewhat favorable, I guess.
Okay. And the next one is Ron DeSantis.
Very favorable.
Project 2025. How would you rate Project 2025?
What?
Project 2025.
I don't know what that is.
Either? Okay.
No.
The next one, Joe Biden. How would you rate him?
Unfavorable.
Very or just somewhat unfavorable?
Somewhat.
And the last two, MAGA Republicans. MAGA in general.
Favorable.
Very or somewhat?
Somewhat.
And the last one is Thomas Chalifu.
Mm-hmm.
Thomas Chalifu. Do you recognize the name? Thomas
no.
Chalifu? Never heard?
No.
Okay. And now, thinking about the job Joe Biden is doing as president, do you strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Strongly disapprove.
And thinking about the job Darren Soto is doing as congressman from this district, do you strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Somewhat approved.
And if looking for president were held today and the candidates were Donald Trump, the Republican, and Kamala Harris, the Democrat, which one do you lean toward?
Trump.
And if looking for United States Senate were held today and the candidates were Rick Scott, the Republican, and Debbie Moore Carcel Powell, the Democrat, which one do you think you will vote for?
Rick Scott.
And if looking for United States Congress were held today and the candidates were Thomas Chalifu, the Republican, and Darren Soto, the Democratic candidate, which one do you think you will vote for?
I don't know. It's a toss-up between the two.
If you're looking for help today, which one do you lean more toward this time? Thomas Chalifu, the Republican, or Darren Soto, the Democratic candidate?
The first one.
And as you may know, there will also be amendment to the Florida Constitution on the ballot. One constitutional amendment is titled Amendment to Limit Government Interference with Abortion. And this is how it reads. No law shall prohibit, penalize, delay, or restrict abortion before viability or when necessary to protect the patient health as determined by the patient health care provider. This amendment does not change the legislator's constitutional authority to require notification to a parent or guardian before a minor has an abortion. If looking for help today, will you vote yes to support the amendment or no to oppose it?
I don't know. I
well, which one do you lean more toward? Yes to support the amendment or no?
Which is no, which one is no abortion?
I can repeat the statement if you want.
Yes.
So this is how it reads. No law shall prohibit, penalize, delay, or restrict abortion before viability or when necessary to protect the patient health as determined by the patient health care provider. This amendment does not change the legislator's constitutional authority to require notification to a parent or guardian before a minor has an abortion. If looking for help today, will you vote yes or no?
No.
And now we're almost done with the survey. We're at 65%. Thank you so much for your time. I'd like to read you two brief statements about two of the candidates for Congress, and Darren Soto and Colonel Thomas Chalupu. The first one is Darren Soto. He's the current congressman for Central Florida. Soto is an experienced legislator who works tirelessly to deliver for Central Florida. He worked to pass bipartisan legislation that expand healthcare for veterans exposed to burn pit and toxic substances. Soto also helped pass a law that caps the price of insulin to $35 per dose on Medicare, so families don't have to choose between life-saving medication and paying the bills. Soto will always fight against effort to cut Social Security or make healthcare more expensive for Central Florida families. Or the next one is Thomas Chalupu. He's an experienced business owner and decorated military veteran who served for over 30 years. Colonel Chalupu will put America first by enforcing the laws necessary for securing the border against the out-of-control flow of illegal immigrants, fight for fiscal responsibility by cutting wasteful government spending, and make us independent from foreign energy sources. Colonel Chalupu will take his experiences as a small business and multi-million dollar enterprise leader to continue to grow opportunities in our community. So after hearing that, if the elections for United States Congress were today, and the candidates were Thomas Chalupu, the Republican candidate, and Darren Soto, the Democratic candidate, which one do you think you will vote for after hearing that?
I'd have to go Republican just because of the economy and the border.
And which of the following issues do you think is the most important for Congress to focus their attention on right now? I have a short list. I know all are important, but the most important, bringing down rent prices, lowering grocery prices, protecting abortion rights, lowering inflation and gas prices, securing our border, improving I-4 and traffic congestion in Central Florida, making owning a home more affordable, making healthcare affordable for working families, promoting traditional values in school, protecting Social Security and Medicare, or the last three, ending the gun violence epidemic, tackling crime and improving public safety, or creating jobs and increasing wages in Central Florida.
I'll leave about anything on the economy.
Maybe bringing down rent
lowering
prices.
Something. What was that one? Lowering something.
Yes, down rent prices or grocery prices or lowering inflation and gas prices.
Lowering the inflation.
Inflation. It is, and mm-hmm. Which is the next most important issue? Abortion rights, securing our border, making owning a home more affordable, making healthcare more affordable, promoting traditional values in school, protecting Social Security and Medicare, ending the gun violence epidemic, tackling crime, or creating jobs?
The border.
Securing our border. And now we're 75%. Again, thank you for your kindness to help us. Let me read some reasons people give for voting for a candidate for the U.S. Congress. Assuming that each of these is accurate, please tell me how convincing a reason do you think it will be to vote for that candidate? Very convincing, just somewhat or no effect on your decision. The first one is Thomas Chalupu. We'll put an end to the border crisis that filling our community with dangerous criminals who take advantage of Joe Biden's and Kamala Harris' open border policies. That was very convincing, somewhat convincing, or no effect on your decision.
Yes, somewhat, I guess.
The next one, Thomas Chalupu will support the Trump-backed America First policies that prioritize American citizens. As a veteran who served for over 30 years, Chalupu will make sure we take much better care of those who have served and work to solve veteran homelessness. That was very convincing, just somewhat or no effect.
I'm going to say Barry.
Barry, okay. And the next one, Thomas Shelby is a fiscal conservative who will rein in out of control federal spending, excessive stimulus packages, and supply chain disruptions that are fueling inflation and hurting working families. Very convincing, somewhat or not.
I didn't understand what you said.
Sorry, Thomas Shelby is a fiscal conservative who will rein in out of control federal spending, excessive stimulus packages, and supply chain disruptions that are fueling inflation and hurting working families. That was very convincing, somewhat or no effect on the organization.
Somewhat, I guess.
And then the next three is about Darren Soto. Darren Soto opposes any policy that will allow the government to monitor a woman's pregnancy and make medical decisions for her. That was very convincing, somewhat or no effect.
I agree.
Darren Soto helped bring down prices for prescription drugs and cap out-of-pocket costs for seniors, and is working to lower healthcare costs for everyone.
I would hope very.
And last one, Soto has worked to keep our community safe from dangerous criminals. Soto supports common sense gun laws backed by sheriffs and has brought home tens of millions of dollars for our local law enforcement and provide funding for the largest increase of agents in Border Patrol history, hiring 22,000 new Border Patrol agents to crack down on fentanyl and illegal entry. That was very convincing, just somewhat or no effect on your decision.
I would say somewhat.
Somewhat. And now that you have heard a little bit more, let me ask you again. If the election for United States Congress were today, and the candidates were Thomas Shelby, the Republican candidate, and Darren Soto, the Democratic candidate, which one do you think you will vote for?
I still have to go Trump. Republican, I mean.
Thomas Shelby. Well, correct. Thank you. And lastly, this is basically the last part. Again, thank you for your kindness to help us. Let me read you some statements about the candidates running for the U.S. Congress. Assuming that each of the following statements is accurate, please tell me if this will cause you to have serious doubts about voting for that candidate, only some doubt, or will it have virtually no effect at all on your decision? The first one, Darren Soto, has been a rubber stamp for the failed Biden-Harris policies that have made gas prices skyrocket and made life more expensive for Central Florida families. He even made life harder for working families by voting for tax increases that targeted our small businesses. After hearing that, serious doubt, some doubt, or no effect?
Yeah, I say no.
Okay. As chairman of the Osceola County School Board, Thomas Shelby voted to give himself a 3.8% pay raise while criticized wasteful spending in the education budget and voting to increase taxes for Osceola families. Serious doubt, some doubt, or no effect?
I don't know. Because I don't know much about him.
But after hearing that specific statement, that caused you to have serious doubt about voting for that candidate, only some doubt or no effect at all on your decision?
A lot of doubt.
As chairman of the Osceola County School Board, Thomas Shelby voted to give himself 3.8% pay raise while criticizing wasteful spending in the education budget and voting to increase taxes for Osceola families. Serious doubt, some doubt, or no effect?
Thanks for your stuff.
Okay. Shelby called for a complete overhaul of the existing healthcare system, the Affordable Care Act, which will roll back healthcare for millions of Americans, including those with pre-existing conditions. That causes serious doubt, some doubt, or no effect.
Serious doubt.
And last three. Darren Soto has supported the failed immigration policies that have let millions of criminals cross our border and make our community less safe. Since being elected, Darren Soto has made our life harder, not easier, and we can trust him to with another term in Congress. After hearing that series, doubt, some doubt, or no effect?
Some doubt, I guess.
The last two. Mega landlord Thomas Shelby went to court to evict over 50 small businesses, including a church in Kissimmee, and has tied up the court pursuing a host of small claims suit. Serious doubt, some doubt, or no effect?
Nothing. I don't know.
Maybe some doubt, or no effect. No effect? Okay. And the last one. Thomas Talifu personally loaned his campaign $2 million and is charging his own campaign interest, allowing him to turn a profit by running for office. Serious doubt, some doubt, or no effect after reading that?
Doubt.
Just some or serious doubt?
Well, I would say serious doubt, but I don't know if that's true or not, so I don't know.
Okay, but just some doubt, correct? After reading that.
Serious doubt.
Serious, okay. Yeah, just imagine it was true.
Mm-hmm.
And now that you have heard a little bit more, if the election for United States Congress were today and the candidates were Thomas Talifu, the Republican candidate, and Darren Soto, the Democratic candidate, which one do you lean toward now that you have the good and the bad about the two candidates?
I don't know.
Which one do you lean more toward at this time? If the election were held today?
I would go with the Republican.
Okay. And the last few questions, just for statistical purposes only, what is your primary source for national and political news? Your local newspaper, radio, Orlando Sentinel, local network, cable news, El Nuevo Dia, internet-based news sources, or social media apps or services?
Cable news.
And from which network will you say you get most of your news? OAN, Fox News, CNN, MSNBC, or Newsmax, or other?
Fox and other.
And thinking back to the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Joe Biden, or some other candidate?
I have to go with Trump.
And just a few more questions. What is the last grade or degree you completed in school?
I'm a nurse, so I didn't finish a degree. It's a certified.
But some college, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And do any children under the age of 18 live in your home, yes or no?
No.
And if you were to label yourself, would you say you are liberal, moderate, or a conservative in your political belief?
Conservative, I guess.
Very conservative or just somewhat?
Somewhat. I have an open mind.
Okay. And this concludes the survey. Thank you very much for your participation and for your time. Your opinion is extremely important. And thanks again for your help. Have a great evening. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you. Bye.
Bye.